At the end of the day, I would like to do nothing but talk to you guys on the podcast, be at interviews, travel, speak, network, go to masterminds, and everything else can be handled. The business operations, that's the goal.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, I am Javier Hinojo, your host of the Naked Truth about real estate investing. And today I will talk about my daily routine. I get asked that question quite often. Hey, what's your daily routine? You get up, meditate, you go for a jog, go for the gym, spend time with yourself, spend time with your family, take the kids to school, read a book, read from 10:30, 11:30, have a meeting, have lunch with the missus or investors, get back at 2, do some more work, 2 to 3, pick up the kids from 3 to 4, get home, think about the day and about tomorrow, and then have dinner at 6, turn off your phone, right? Monday through Wednesday, that's the schedule, and you have 4 days off, right? What's your routine? I wish I had a routine. I really don't. I usually get up around 6:30, 6 to 6:30 in the morning. Depends on the day, what I got going on, but I'll try to hit the gym if I can. So I try to hit the gym at least 3 to 4 times a week. If I'm traveling, I use the shitty gyms at the hotels, but whatever. So yeah, I mean, I'll hit the gym. I don't really say I'm going to hit the gym today. I just get up like, oh, I got to go to the gym. And I come back and I just check my calendar, see what kind of meetings I got. I should probably time block a little bit better. I got like 6 or 7 different calendar links, right? So I can at least do that. I live off my calendar. I mean, I guess that's a routine. I don't know. Even if it's in my calendar, I got to talk to my phone and be like, hey, give me a 45-minute timer. Because I know when it goes off, check my calendar. Because I still forget that I have an appointment. So I have to put my timer all the time. I don't really answer my phone. If anybody ever calls, I'm sorry. I don't answer my phone. You can ask my kids that and my wife. They don't like that. But only if I'm driving, I'll answer my phone. Or if I have a scheduled time. Or I'm out for a walk. I'm out walking and I can't have time to talk. I'll answer the phone. But for the most part, I don't answer my phone. But I don't really have a routine. I should get a life coach to help me, read, curate some routines. I mean, I don't really know, right? I'm still building my business, putting the right people in the right seats. I feel pretty comfortable. I'm getting better and better, and it's getting smoother and smoother. You know, I think that should give me more free time, but what? If I'm working 60 hours a week and I cut my time down to 30, my stupid ass comes up with a new idea. Oh, let's throw an event. You know, I'm like, oh shoot. I just threw myself another 30 hours a week worth of work, you know, whatever it is. I don't know. It's not that much, but every time I seem to get my 40-hour work week to 20, I seem to create something else, and I go back to 50, 40 hours a week. And then I build that out, and I drop it back down, and then I build something else, right? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So that's kind of my routine. At the end of the day, I would like to do nothing but talk to you guys on the podcast, be at interviews, travel, speak, network, go to masterminds, and everything else can be handled, the business operations. That's the goal. Heck, if I can outsource arguing with my wife, I would do that. I think that would be amazing. So that's the job. Go to Indeed. I'm going to post it on Indeed. Anybody wants to apply for that? Guys, I don't have a routine. I'm telling you, if I can do this business, man, every single one of you guys can do this business. And when I say guys, that's neutral. That's gender neutral, okay? Guys means girls too, all right? So if I can do it, everybody can do it. I'm not the most organized. I'm not the smartest. I don't have routines. I don't read books. There's really no excuse for anybody out there. Just get shit done. Move your ass. Let's go. So that's my solo episode for today. I'm Javier, your host. Don't lose your shirt. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, Javier Hinojo.jr. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name. Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000, and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so. And you have access to that training for free. It's $1,000 training, and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel. Take a picture. Send it to us. Let us know that you gave us a great review, and I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.